Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, you know what I just can't get used to? Is raking. Raking up debris on the moon. And the worst part is raking up human pieces. Oh, there's an eye. Into the compost bin. Mostly eyes. I'm raking eyes up here. It's a total nightmare. I'm just raking eyeballs on the moon. In your future, sports will be immensely popular, but not for the same reasons they're popular now. No, they'll be really serious, with issues, lots of issues, social issues. So get ready to get down with some hard talk about sports.
Cocktail?
Sure. Parched, I wouldn't mind. Yeah,
well, big day today.
It sure is. I guess we're celebrating.
Yeah, I'd say we've earned it.
Gentlemen, celebrating anything?
Well, yes, yeah. We as a matter of fact, we are.
Mm-hmm. Retirement.
Ah, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You know, it's been good. You know, it felt like my career unfolded the way pretty much how I wanted it to, you know?
You're probably remarking about how unusually young we are for retirement.
I was about to say, usually men of your age don't look like boys.
Yeah. Oh, men our age are usually working their fingers to the bone
in
some shithole of a cubicle.
Not us.
No.
Not us.
No.
No, 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 no. When we signed up for what we did, gosh, we made sure that we'd be retiring with lots of life left ahead of us.
And lots of coin in the bank.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. I should say, and lots of Bitcoin in the internet.
Yes, exactly. Where it's safe.
Yeah.
Well, what can I get you?
Well, let's see. Do you have a 50-year-old Glenn Parson?
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't want that. It's still old for me.
Is there any sugar in that?
Yeah, it's pretty much all sugar. Oh, alcohol is a sugar.
No,
yeah.
I can't have that. I have to get myself fit for burkini season.
Oh, yeah. It's coming around again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Gentlemen, may I suggest something?
Mm.
Yeah. We have a special bottle of stuff here behind the counter. Really, we're not supposed to offer it up. It's really only for special occasions. But I have gleaned that this is a special occasion.
You don't retire from professional basketball just any day.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So you got paid in bitcoins for your basketball?
Yeah. We quite a hefty bitcoin contract, I might add.
We negotiated up front, made sure those bitcoins are squirreled away into our offshore internet accounts, and we're well taken care of.
Yeah.
Our knees are still in great shape.
And you've retired fully? This isn't like you're celebrating your last day tomorrow or anything? You've fully retired?
No, we played our last game last night.
And how'd you do?
We won.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. I thought
two-man basketball, you know. You've seen this, right? Two-on-two basketball.
Buddy, it's the hottest sport in the world right now.
You two do look familiar. Are you part of that dynamic duo out of San Diego?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, recognizes, huh?
The San Diego virus.
Yeah. That's right. Wow, you guys are the virus?
Yes, yeah. We are. I play, you know, it's kind of, you remember the old Harlem Globetrotters from about 300 years ago?
Yeah.
Their thing was that they were the clown princes of basketball. Well, we are the viral agents of basketball. I play an X chromosome with a defective gene on location 441.
And I'm point guard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Wow, I must say I've watched you guys. I didn't recognize you without your safety masks, but I have watched you guys play a lot. Congratulations on an excellent career.
Well,
thanks.
Yeah. It's great to talk to a fan.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to meet a fan.
Here's the bottle right here. Look at it.
Wow.
The liquid is so black, you can't even see through it.
You know, I'd say viscous, but I don't think that does it justice.
That looks like a solid plastic bottle.
Well, it's not. Take a look at this going into your glass.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
It's almost coming out in a solid chunk.
Yeah.
And yet,
perfectly liquid.
Perfectly liquid. And now, get a load of that aroma. Take a sniff.
Oh my gosh, it's like a cross between licorice and aniseed.
Yeah, with a hint of tar.
Oh, I smell that. Yeah, the undertones of asphalt.
It's perfect for celebrating whatever you need to celebrate, gentlemen.
Is this a specific kind of alcohol?
It is.
Will you tell us what?
I don't know what it is, though. The bottle was found when we opened the place. It was left here by the previous owners.
Oh my goodness, so there's no way to track this, to find out the lot number, perhaps, or even the distillery where this came from?
All I know is it said open in times of celebration, and this is the first time we've ever opened it.
Well, it definitely qualifies.
This isn't, there's no chance this is the semi-fossilized diarrhea of a moose or anything.
I don't think so. From what I understand, the place before this was simply a place that was like an apothecary for witches.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that sounds fine. Sure. Yeah, a little bit of the occult, right?
I have heard a warning that this will get you pretty, as the kids say, lit.
Well, we don't have a game tomorrow.
No, that's right. We can get lit for the rest of our young adult lives.
All right, well, let's see. I'll just
drink up, gentlemen. Congratulations. Oh, yes, I'll take your order.
Thank you. Excuse me, gentlemen. A friendly gentleman. He just offered this up. We didn't even talk about compensation. I hope he takes Bitcoin.
Oh, well, it's probably on the house. I mean, we're the San Diego virus.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Wait, gosh, just because we retired doesn't mean we have to lose status.
Cheers, Buck.
Cheers to you, Con.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah, coats the inside of the mouth like a 10W30.
I feel completely coated, and yet my speech isn't affected at all.
Oh my gosh, your mouth is something just a little odd there. You just got a little bit on the corner, but it's not dripping off. It's actually spreading.
Yours, did you swirl it around in your mouth? Because it's actually coming out around your lips right now. It's like enveloping your lips.
I can feel it. It's coating my body.
Right over your pencil-thin chin strap right now.
Oh, my God. Yours is snaking its way up your nostrils. What is happening?
Fuck!
What? Where are we?
Can you see me?
I can hear you, but nothing but darkness in here.
Wait. Spread the liquid from over your eyes! I can't wipe it away. I can only hold holes open.
It resists it. It resists it.
What the hell did that bartender give us?
Are we enveloped in some sort of symbiotic mass?
Yeah. As you said that, it formed like a row of spikes across your shoulders. Like it got angry when you called it that.
I'm sorry. You're a life form that deserves respect and love like all life forms.
Oh, it smoothed right down. Nicely done, Con.
Thanks, man.
So this thing responds to our brains. It responds to our minds.
Amazing. Wait, will we be able to get it off?
You know, I think it's, as you said, I think it's bound with us on a genetic level.
I wonder how good we'd be at basketball right now.
All right, let's get... There's a court on the way in here. Let's just call this bartender back. Excuse me, bartender.
Yeah, oh.
That's right. Behold us, asshole.
Oh, can I help you?
Can you help us?
You tell me.
I think you may have helped us already.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen you before.
We are the San Diego virus.
Seen the San Diego virus, and they certainly weren't large, black, gelatinous masses of humans.
Whoa. Is that some kind of racial slur?
In fact,
slur?
We have a sign on the door that says, no large, black, gelatinous humans allowed. Oh.
Buck, your body's getting angry.
Oh my God, I can feel the spikes growing. I think you might want to rephrase that, sir.
Look, we've had your kind in here before. We don't serve you. We don't serve ghosts. We don't serve aliens. And we certainly don't serve gelatinous masses.
Buck, your heads are turning to hammers.
Oh my God. So take yourselves out of here before I call the...
I just pounded him to death.
You flattened him in one blow.
All right, what's going on over there?
Oh, an Irish cop.
All right here, gentlemen. Oh, I see one of you's hammered this poor bartender.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it's funny because usually we're the ones who come in and get hammered.
Can I see some identification, please?
Let me see what I can find here. My hand is turning into some kind of cards.
All right, yep, that's you, gelatinous mask. Oh. Now, you've seen the sign on the door that says you're not to be in here.
Well, yes, I just thought that was one of those antique signs of people up for, you know, for local charm.
With the sticker on it that says new.
I didn't notice that. Oh, I had that holographic sticker with
this
year's date on it.
All right, gentlemen, before you hammer anyone else, let's go outside.
Okay. Well, how's this going to go down? Did I mention we're the San Diego virus?
I've bet lots of money on the San Diego virus and lost it. Oh. Now, are you claiming to be the gentleman responsible for my losses?
Yeah.
Well,
we're not responsible for your mistakes.
Did you bet against us, or...?
No, I bet on you.
Oh, well,
remember, that game you just won was the only one you won all season.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Well, we retired.
Yeah, well,
retired losers, if that is who you are.
Listen, buddy, you're kind of making my body angry right now.
Well, you're making my wallet empty. Now, be gone with you before you claim to be some other famous people.
Yeah, it just turned into a cannon!
Oh my God!
Boom!
You just shot a cannonball made of yourself.
Oh, now it's coming back at me and joining my body again.
God. This is incredible.
Buck, we can rejoin the league and be the best damn two-man basketball team this world has ever seen.
You're absolutely right, Cop.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But we need a different name. We can't go as the San Diego virus. We need something else, because we need something that describes what we are now, what our potential is now. The
San Diego black gelatinous masses.
I love it. The symbiotic two.
San Diego 4.
The 4?
Yeah, because there's two of us, but we each merged with a symbiote.
You're right. So two of us accounts for four life forms. I love it. The San Diego 4. Let's go.
Yes.
And we're back here live at the new basketball championships, where the San Diego 4, ironically named because there are only two of them, are taking on the Toronto Raptors.
Listen, everyone, you don't understand. We're called the 4 because there's two of us, but we join with symbiotes.
No matter how many times they explain it, it never makes sense. Taking the floor, here are Symbiote 1 and Symbiote 2. I wish we knew their names. And they're taking on, of course, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Or at least their clone descendants.
Of course, yeah, I keep forgetting my color commentator, Jeffrey Amber. Jeffrey, tell him more about the clone symbiotes.
Well, it turns out that back in the year 2017, they took some genetic samples of these, right, fine young gentlemen, and they encased them in lucite. And they were lost for years and years in the surface of the moon, as they were put in there on a probe that was meant to establish a colony on the moon. Years later, we went up there and dug them up, and then we went, hey, we've got the genetic material for some amazing basketball players.
And that's only half the story. Continue.
Given the low gravity of the moon's surface, we thought if we rehabilitate and reconstruct these genetically prime specimens, they're going to be able to jump much farther than they were on the surface of the Earth.
Ah, I see it's ended. Thank you very much, Jeffrey Amber. All right, my name is Pat Summerall, and we're sending it right down courtside for our courtside interview with the San Diego Four. Take it away, me. I'm here with the San Diego Four. Would you introduce yourselves to our audience at home?
Well, I'm Khan, and this is my symbiote, Z2094913.
Yeah, and my name is, of course, you know who I am, right? Buck. I'm Buck, right? I'm Buck, and this is my symbiote, Z209441. We found these symbiotes in a bar on our retirement day. They were in a bottle, and we drank them, and they took over our bodies, bonding with us on a molecular level.
That's fascinating, gentlemen. Now, how far do you think you'll go? This is the finals. Do you think you'll win the championship?
Well, you know, we started the game during that story, and we're already up 402-1, so...
Exactly, because we're basically controlling our symbiotes who are playing basketball with our minds, so we can be here with you while our symbiotes create proboscis and various things that eject from our bodies, mostly in the forms of hammers, cannonballs, and spikes that can actually sink the ball for us.
I don't know if you noticed, but the Toronto Raptors are... deeply in fear of their lives right now.
They are at that, but their bench is very deep. In fact, they've got several million clones standing by to take the place of the ones you killed. Can you possibly get through this deep, deep bench of the Toronto Raptors?
Well, you know, it's a long game, and you got to give 110% every time you're out there. You know, they're a deep bench, but I don't know. We think we can handle it, and if we have to murder, you know, 7,000 to 7 million clones, then I guess that's what we got to do today.
Yeah, we've got a little something that we like to call the final solution in our pockets.
Is that heart?
No, it's actually a small bomb, which when set off, we'll put it between ourselves, and we have one last loving embrace. And then it goes off, and the symbiote is spread through the air in a sort of a particulate fashion, inhaled by our opponents, and then they are killed as a result.
Yeah, the human part of us is kind of aware that this is going to end our lives and potentially all life on Earth. But the symbiote part seems to be a little stronger and making us... okay to say this right now.
And definitely we do regret the name of this thing.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's a terrible name. In fact, I wish I could take it back.
All right, thanks so much. Good luck in the rest of this game. To the San Diego Four. Back up to you, Pat Summerall. Amber back up here in the booth. Pat Summerall, Jeffrey Amber. We're looking at the game continuing here as the second half of this basketball game continues between the San Diego Four and the Toronto Raptors. Jeffrey, what have you got to say?
Well, there they go. There's Buck and there's Khan, and they've got their symbiotes on their backs like some kind of monkeys riding them through this court. They're making those layups. They're turning themselves into spikes, hammers, and cannonballs, and they're just sinking one basket after the next.
And sinking a spike and a cannonball into the heads of each clone of the Toronto Raptors. Look, my lord, how high that jump is for that dunk. He's gone through the roof.
Oh my god, he's making his way into the troposphere.
Hey guys, Kelly Sanders on the floor. Yeah, the coach has told me that was exactly 100 yards over the rim.
100 yards over the rim.
Just shy of a universal record.
Wow, wow, wow. And there they go, making their way up into the troposphere, the ionosphere, and beyond.
Oh, it looks to me like they're actually joining together.
Oh, my God. If I didn't know better, I'd say that was a loving embrace.
Buck, are we doing this, buddy?
We're totally doing this, man. I mean, how else? We can't top what we've just done.
So the San Diego Four are really going to turn into what? The San Diego One?
Yeah.
Our bodies are merging.
Yeah.
Bro, this is exactly how I wanted to retire.
We need a drink. Where's that bartender?
You killed him, man.
Oh, shit. I hammered him to death.
Wait, yeah. Maybe he's inside your hand.
Let's have a look. There he is. Look, his mouth just manifested on my palm.
What's happening to me?
It's okay. It's okay. Listen, you're part of us now.
Can you get us a drink?
Sure. I have a bottle of vodka in my hand that I guess I had in my hand when you beat me with that hammer.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Drink up, gentlemen.
Here, drink from my hand, Con.
I will. It's our hand now.
It sure is.
Wow. It feels great.
It sure does.
You know, great to go out on one last amazing victory. Bit of a bang, you know what I mean?
Can you let me go so I don't die?
I'm afraid not, my friend.
Oh, man.
You're part of us now. In fact, you're going to be part of everything once we set off this incendiary device.
Lucky me?
Lucky all of us.
Yeah, symbiotes for everyone. Everyone's going to be part of the San Diego virus now.
Well, isn't that a virus's prime directive?
I guess it is. Spread!
Spread it open. Spread the word!
Spread that shit!
Oh, and that explosion rocks the arena. Jeffrey Amber, what do you see up there? I'm seeing lots of little black particulates.
Yeah, it's raining down black globules. Wish I had my umbrella, but here they come.
Hey, hey guys! Hey, Kelly Sanders on the floor! They are really coming down fast. My eyes. I am one of them.
Good Lord. Thank goodness we're here safe in the booth. The door's locked and we're hermetically sealed inside. Oh, the door's open. Oh, the door's been.
Oh, and here comes that black particulate. That,
I am one of them.
Yeah. We are the San Diego virus.
Hey, guys. On the floor. I'm one of the San Diego virus, too.
Thanks, Kelly. We're up here, we're all part of the virus now. We can't wait to take this game on the road all over the world. And to other worlds, Jeffrey?
Yeah, let's take this one on the road. I've got myself a jetpack and a small propellant rocket here that we're going to load into and get ourselves off-world.
Yards Over the Rim, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Khan and announcer Kelly Sanders, Lee Smart as Buck and announcer Jeffrey Amber, and Nug Nargang as bartender, Irish cop, and announcer Pat Summerall. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Before you go, guys, I've got Kyle Lowry, clone number 6502, with me. Kyle, how do you think this game went?
Well, you know, we just give it 110%. You know, we just play each game one day at a time. And, you know, with the good, we got a real deep bench, and it's a team game. It's not about one player. And we look real forward to playing San Diego Virus another time.
I see that you've been notably accepted from the San Diego Virus. Is there a reason you guys have not been hit by black goo?
Well, it's probably because we're not genetically perfect. We're clones. So, I mean, you can't really absorb genetic material when you yourself lack proper genetic material.
Given your choice between being hit by the slime of a symbiotic life form or drinking the semi-fossilized diarrhea of a moose, which one would you go for, Kyle?
Probably the moose, for sure. I mean, I got to deal with the moose smoothie company, so I would probably just drink the moose.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. Have a great next game, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks so much.
Well, I have to say, that sounds like a ringing endorsement of semi-fossilized moose poop.
I would say so, too, but let's get all of us into this ship and spread the word of two-on-two virus basketball all over the universe.
Two-on-two virus basketball. Brought you two by Moose Poo?
You want to take that again?
Two-on-two basketball brought to you by semi-fossilized Moose Poo?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.